This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to plunge in my hand to clear them. Look, they were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Well, I don't know if I'm despicable. And, you know, I did take lessons, so I'm an educated idiot. I always love to say that. Now, listen, I recorded this earlier, New Year's Day, so you're getting... No, this is one of those things where what we did was I took some shows all of last week and tonight. I'm going to get some classic shows. Bill Federer is going to be on later on. Dr. Deb Kaharsky will be on. Now, don't make fun. I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. I want you to get informed. And Deb and my wife both... Deb's been in it for a while longer. These essential oils, that I used to make fun of. I used to joke and call them snake oil and stuff like that. And I've seen them do some really good for people. So, you know, take a listen. You might learn something. You might not. You know, some of you have been ailing coming into the new year. You want to make some resolutions. I don't make any resolutions. I just do what I can do, you know. But coming into the new year, you need some information. I always love to give you guys information. Give you some information. You can decide whether to use this stuff, not use this stuff, look at different stuff, whatever. Make some changes in your life. I told you a couple of years ago, I went and I blew off about 30, 35 pounds in a relatively short period of time. Helped me out tremendously. I felt better. My knees felt better. My feet felt better. Everything kind of felt better, and I had a lot more energy. So, you know, it's just working this stuff through, and I want to give you the information. I thought I had some fun with you, though. Take a few minutes, because, you know, I'm having withdrawals from the microphone, so to speak. But I thought I'd give you, take a few minutes and have some fun with some of this stuff, because it really is, it's crazy. It coming into the new year, let's see what we can do about helping our young ones out. See what we can do about helping our young ones getting a little more educated, get some more brains going, if you would. Seriously, I'm not joking. Now, in the last part of this hour, I played a couple of clips, or we'll play a couple of clips by George Carlin and what have you. You know, everybody's so offended lately by everything that's said and how it's said and what have you. And in the 60s, when it was much more going on, people were much more loose. This is a clip from Star Trek. This is obviously an audio clip. We are radio. But this is a clip from Star Trek, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. I want you to hear how they address the racial commentary and how they even talk about being offended.
Excuse me, Captain Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Scott.
The charming negress. Oh, forgive me, my dear. I know that in my time some use that term as a description of property.
But why should I object to that term, sir? You see, in our century, we've learned not to fear words.
May I present our communications officer, Lieutenant Lahore? The foolishness of my century had me apologizing where no offense was given. We've each learned to be delighted with what we are. The Vulcans learned that centuries before we did.
Well, heck, if the Vulcans know it. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously, think about how stupid this is, where we've come from. In the 60s, they saw this as an issue and a challenge, and they dealt with it, and they realized that words shouldn't be, you know, hurtful. Look, you take them for what they're worth. The stuff that I was called as a kid would make your skin crawl. Can you still, or is it okay to use the term negress? I only heard that a couple times growing up as a kid. And, again, as a descriptor, as a point of history, as a point of understanding, are we allowed to do that? And again, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I would never lie to you. Not on purpose, anyhow. Not that I would... Listen, I'm only using, don't get crazy with me, I'm only using the same words that the Hillary Clinton, or Mrs. Clinton, as I like to refer to her, as when she was being interviewed last year or earlier this year, I guess it was, where she said, She couldn't outright say, no, I don't lie. No, I would not lie to the American people on purpose. What does that tell you, if anything?
You know, in 76, Jimmy Carter famously said, I will not lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, I have tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
Hey, you talk about leveling with the American people. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Some people are going to call that wiggle room that you just gave yourself.
Well, no,
always tried to.
No, I've always...
That I will never lie to you.
You know, you're asking me to say, have I ever? I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever will. I'm going to do the best I can to level with the American people.
Did she not lie? Did she try not to lie? I mean, it's kind of confusing. And you never really know what to trust with her. I mean, seriously, think of all the misspeaks. Well, we call them lies. They call them misspeaks on the left. But think of all the misspeaks she's had over the years. Think of all the times that she stated what she said was true. And, you know, she was ducking bullets on the tarmac. Remember that one? The ducking the bullets thing? That was hilarious. I always enjoyed that. But it never stops with her. Let's just be honest about it. It never really stops with them. They'll keep this thing going. You know, they believe it to be truth. They believe if they say it enough times, you'll believe it to be truth. As a matter of fact, I think what happens is they say it so much, they don't know it any other way. They've lied so much about this stuff, they can't change. They really can't wrap their minds around it. You know, this year, even with President Trump, we need to hold his feet to the fire, too. We need to be able to put it out there and say, you know what? No, he lied to us. He did. I love this Facebook stuff. There's a thing going around on Facebook right now about this being, you know, the worst administration, about Trump being the biggest liar. And I'm thinking to myself, were they all, what were they smoking? What were they drinking through the 8 years of Obama? Come on, think about this. Do they really believe that he was without blemish? Do they really believe that he had absolutely no issues to deal with? I got to tell you guys, that's not just, that is over scary. That's not kind of scary, sort of scary. That's over scary. When they don't see, when the left, the hard left, there's people in the middle of the road that I talk to on a regular basis. They're good, solid people. But when people on the far left see nothing that Obama did, nothing that either one of the AGs did as being wrong, nothing that Hillary did as being wrong, our problems are much bigger and much deeper than just simply ideology. Don't go far. Dr. Deb Kaharsky joins us in just a few minutes. And you know what? It's information you need to have. It's information that you should have, guys. You know, don't make fun of it till you hear it. Don't get informed. Get engaged. Find out what changes, what these oils actually might be able to do for you. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. Seriously. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, hop up on the website, therealside.com. I want your email address. Yes. Yes, I don't want your money. I just want your email address. And then I'm going to send you an email, and then if you want to give me your money, you can buy stuff on the that comes up on the email. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Again, there is a live chat room. Smarter people than I up on the chat room, and you can have some conversation with them just by heading over to the website. All right. So, you know, I always tell you that I bring in the quote-unquote so-called experts because I don't have a clue. I don't know anything about eating right or what foods work or what foods and what's good for your body. All you have to do is look at my picture to figure that one out. It ain't that hard. So, always. So, I've asked Dr. Deb Kaharsky to join me. Did I say that right?
Kuharsky.
I massacre names.
Kuharsky.
Ku sounds like something you do in a third world nation. So, I want to say, no? Okay. So, Kuharsky is with me, and she and my wife have worked together in the past and work together now. in full transparency. And they do, yeah, I always tease my wife. She has these oils that she uses. And at first, when she first brought them home, I was like, come on, bring me a nose clip. You're killing me here. All right? They were so strong. And after a while, and you know, watching television and seeing that there are certain things that people use in their life to make them feel better, I'll say, or what have you. But I've seen them work on her. I've seen how these natural, I don't know, what do you want to call them, oils, natural remedies or whatever. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you to go use this stuff. I'm just telling you I've seen this stuff work. But my listeners, when I've talked about this kind of stuff before, you know, they use the term snake oil, right? What are you going to sell me some snake oil today? So why do oils, let's just generically, what's the big whoop with oils? Why can't I take a pill? Why can't I drink my orange juice? Why oil?
Well, first of all, I would have to say that I am very proud to say that I do use snake oil because there's a great oil out there called Melaleuca alternifolia.
There is one rule on the show.
Okay.
You can't use words I can't spell.
You could spell it. Okay. I would say it very slowly, Joe, and then you could spell it.
Okay.
So why would you use an oil? Well, first of all, can I quote scripture?
You could talk about Jesus. You could talk about God. You could talk about anything
awesome
you want
is that?
On my show.
So in Ezekiel 47:12, God says that he gave us these plants in his garden that he put us in. Did you know God put us in a garden, right? He didn't put us on a cattle ranch.
Have you been in L.A.? It looks like a garden now, but go ahead.
So he put us in a garden, and he said that the plants that he gave us are to be our medicine and our food. So what happens when God speaks? Things happen, right? So he gave these plants their assignment to help us stay within his healing covenant, to be healthy, because we want to be healthy, we want to feel good so that we can fulfill his purpose for us on this planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one reason you would use an oil, say a pure essential oil out of his garden, would be to help you stay healthy, stay above that wellness line we like to say now. Yeah. You want to stay above the wellness line, right, Joe?
I jumped way over that line a long time ago, but keep going.
So the plant essences, these plant oils, are just amazing substances that come from all different parts of the plants, depending on which plant you are getting the oil from. Most essential oils are actually gone through a distillation process. So you can use the flowers, you can use the stems, the leaves, different parts of the plants, and they are put in a very special cooker, like a stainless steel vat, packed down very specially, and then they are put under pressure with a flame. So specific pressure, specific temperature, then these volatile oils from the plant rise up and then are collected into a glass jar, and you get the essential oil from that. These plant essences are live, living, energetic essences that come from the plant. They're similar to the blood in our bodies. What does our blood do? So many things. Main things that we're going to talk about would be take nutrients to your cells and take waste products away. Two very basic but essential things to help you stay healthy, to help support your body's organs and cells and your brain, your muscles, bones, things like that. So why you might want to choose to use a plant oil is, first of all, it's a pure, non-chemicalized, non-synthetic option, and to complement any kind of a healthy practice you're doing in your life. So it can complement the way you're exercising, the way you're eating, the way you're thinking, and help you just feel better, be healthier.
As opposed to, you know, you go to the, you know, look at, I go to, what is it, that GNC place, the place, we're not going to make fun of them. Well, you don't have to make fun of them, I will. I go into that place and get lush because there's bottles, all the bottles look the same, right? Most of the pills have the same shape to them. I'm just thinking they use a different color and tell me it's something else. But pills, what's the difference between a pill and an oil?
That's a great question because, you know, a lot of us in our society now, because of the way we eat and because of what we're eating, our digestion doesn't work as well as we would like it to work. So when you can take a purely distilled and processed plant oil, if the molecule is short enough to pass through the blood-brain barrier or to pass through your skin, then you can absorb that nutrient directly into your blood system and help you support your body's systems. Versus having to take a pill, if you're not digesting very well, then you may as well just take your dollar bills and drop them down the toilet, right? Because those pills aren't going to be doing much if your digestion isn't working very well. And I do have to say that's a great question, because when I was in chiropractic college, and we were during our clinic residency, we had to actually x-ray every single patient that we saw. And we would put these x-rays up there, and I would see these white things in people's intestines. And I would say, what are those? And then my mentors, the doctors who were teaching us, would say, those are vitamin tablets that people are taking and they're not absorbing and digesting, and so they're just passing out whole. Isn't that interesting? So these plant oils are so beautiful because you can use them on people who maybe can't swallow pills. Babies obviously aren't swallowing pills yet. You can use them to support their health. You can use them for the elderly who maybe can't swallow very well anymore. And you don't have to ingest them into your mouth, because some plants don't taste very good. You can put them on their skin, absorb them that way, or you can diffuse them into the air or just smell them out of the bottle, and they can help support your health that way.
Well, that's interesting. So whether it's in the air, on your skin, or inside, they'll work, or they'll make a difference.
They do make a difference. If they are a therapeutic-grade essential oil, there are 2% of all the essential oils out there on the market are what we call therapeutic-grade. That means that when you sniff them, apply them, ingest them, whatever it says on the label that you can do with that, it's going to have some sort of a positive therapeutic effect in your body. Okay, but the other 98% are not pure and are not therapeutic, and they might smell good, but they might not have any kind of an effect on your body. So you want to make sure that you're getting a pure therapeutic grade essential oil.
Nothing flowery smells good to me. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about allergies. Do you see a lot of people who may have allergies to these oils? We'll be back in a second. If you're listening to The Real Side, don't go far. Warm up your coffee. She wouldn't want you to use a microwave, but I do. Be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has invited leaders from both houses of Congress to meet on Wednesday on border security, including his demand for a wall along the southern border. The impasse has led to a partial government shutdown over the holidays, including the Smithsonian Museums and National Zoo in Washington, which is closing January 2nd. Australian tourist John Harrison.
You've got to roll with it with visitors, but I certainly hope for the sake of other tourists that the government and the President and the White House sort out their issues with the shutdown so more people can enjoy these fantastic national treasures.
Police in Manchester, England are questioning a suspect searching a house for clues in the stabbings of three people at a train station on New Year's Eve. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins.
We are treating this as a terrorist investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's out of here.
We are back, and hopefully you are too. You're listening to The Real Stuff, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, hop up on the website, therealside.com. Now, listen, for you brain surgeons, it's R-E-A-L, okay? It's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there, sign up for the email blast program, read some of the great stories we have. We've got about a dozen writers up there. Feel free to tell them when you don't like what they're writing and comment on their pieces. I've asked Dr. Deb Kuharski to join me today on The Real Side because, you know, I keep telling you guys, I when it comes to money, I bring the experts on. I show you my checkbook, but I'm embarrassed. and when it comes to, you know, taking care of your body, basic health issues, that kind of stuff, you don't want to take any advice from me. Come on, I'm telling you, honest to God, don't do it. When I talk about Twinkies, when I talk about ring-dings, you don't have to run out and buy them. At least wait till the show's over, then run out and buy them, and then decide what you want to do with them. I actually had fried Twinkies for the first time, a first time in my life. About a month ago, and I don't know if I would do it again soon. But
Charlie Brown Farms.
Well, you know what? I would have got the same effect if I just took a cup of sugar and swallowed. About how I felt too afterward. But it was tasty while I was chewing on it. Anyhow, and we're talking about oils. You know, oils that you can use to help you overcome some things. And I'm almost afraid to say, you know, this is not medical advice. So be careful. So I want you to be clear. This is not medical advice. It doesn't mean you have to go out and buy $7,000 worth of oils and put them all over your body and think you're going to get healed overnight. So we were talking about the oils and how they work and why they're better than pills. And the question I have for you before we went to break was, do you find many people allergic to oils? I mean, because you hear about creams and ointments and all this other stuff, and people, you know, I can't use that or I can't use this. I break out in a rash. What about oils?
So that's a great question. Before I answer that, I want to talk about the two main types of oils that are out there, because some people might not know the difference between a fatty oil and an essential oil, because today we're really focusing on essential oils and specifically therapeutic grade essential oils, and even more specific, those that are very pure with nothing added. So a fatty oil is like an olive oil or a coconut oil, almond oil, something that's going to be pressed from the seed or the nut of a plant. That seed or nut is going to be very fatty because as that plant is germinating and growing into a bigger plant, it lives off the fat of that nut. So versus an essential oil, there's no fatty greasiness in a pure essential oil. It is literally the distilled essence of that plant, so there's no greasiness or fattiness to it. The molecule is much smaller. Along those lines, you'd ask me about allergies. You can be allergic to certain nut oils, and we're seeing that we see a lot of that in our society now. And you'll see that things on labels will say, this is processed in the same plant that almonds or peanuts are processed, because there are some people who do have allergies to fatty oils, nut oils, things like that. With an essential oil, because the molecule is so small, for it to be able to pass through the blood-brain barrier or through the skin barrier, it will not contain certain substances, full proteins, amino acids, or polypeptides. Those are fancy words for saying those are things that can cause an allergy response in your body. Those types of molecules do occur in fatty oils, and people can develop an allergy to that. With essential oils, the molecule is so small, and those heavier proteins will not pass through the distillation process. When you have the steam that's rising up, the steam is not strong enough to actually carry those protein-based molecules up into the steam so that you can distill that off into an essential oil. So you technically can't have an allergic response to a pure therapeutic grade essential oil when it is properly distilled. Now, there are some people who will have a response to using essential oil, especially if they use it undiluted on their skin. And what that is something that we call a detoxification reaction. Because we fill ourselves full of certain toxic chemicals like skin creams, cheap skin creams that have different things in them that are not very desirable for good health, or maybe we're eating too many fried Twinkies, or maybe we're taking in too many chemicals. You know, part of the thing is...
God, you didn't say hot fudge, huh?
Even if you do eat healthily, we're exposed to chemicals all the time in our environment. You know, water filters can only filter out so much. Air filters that you might have an air filter in your home can only filter out so much. So we're exposed to those chemicals all the time, and they store themselves in the fat cells in our body. So when we put something on our body that is meant to help your body detoxify, sometimes that can show up in the form of a rash. It's not a true allergy, though. It's actually a good thing. A detoxification process is always good, not always comfortable, though. So you can't have a true allergy to a pure, properly distilled essential oil.
All right, but there are different levels of allergies, too. I mean, some people react maybe
quite severely. Right.
Yeah.
You might just get a headache, or you might literally have anaphylaxis where your throat is swelling shut and your eyes are swelling shut and things like that. That's very, very serious. So a detoxification reaction is not a true allergy reaction, but it might be uncomfortable. And like you're saying, there are some mild allergy reactions that you can get as well, but not to purely properly distilled essential oils.
Okay. Aren't a lot of allergies due to, or allergic reactions, if you would, aren't they due to our diets, what we put in?
Absolutely, in toxins that we're exposed to. Here's another reaction that some people can have to an essential oil that's not really a true allergy, and more on the line of a severe detoxification. If your liver really is not working very well because of maybe you've had a history of drinking a little too much, or maybe you worked in an auto body shop where you're sniffing a lot of chemicals from paints, and your liver has to process all of that stuff. And so those toxins, they put themselves in fatty tissue in your body, in organ systems in your body. When you start to go on any kind of a healthy program, whether it's just eating more fiber or drinking more water, your body will go into some sort of a detoxification reaction. Not a bad thing, like I said, can be good, but if it goes too quickly, you can get kind of a severe reaction that's uncomfortable. Headaches, skin rashes, maybe you might feel like you have the flu. Not a true allergy, though, just a detoxification response.
Now, you talked about water. I know everybody always says, yeah, drink more water. What is it? How many ounces of water to your body weight?
Between a half and two-thirds of an ounce of water per pound of body weight.
So I should drive around in an Arrowhead truck all day.
Yeah, probably.
It would probably make things easier for me. But and not from Flint. Obviously, we don't want to be drinking water from Flint right now. So you should drink a lot of water, except if you live in Flint. But don't we get water from the juice we buy at the store, from a soda can, from a
you know, we've got a lot of liquid in the refrigerator. Can't we get water from that as well?
Well, there is water in those things, but it's not pure water. So the molecule is full of something else. So it's not really going to react the way that that pure water would react with your cell for true hydration and the true ability to carry a nutrient inside the cell and to carry a waste product from outside the cell so it can transport it out of your body. So no, juice, coffee, tea, beer, margaritas, don't count. Sorry.
There you go.
Coffee.
Vodka looks like water.
It does.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't work.
So, and because most people think that the only thing the water is really for is maybe to help flush out their kidneys or whatever. They don't really understand what water does for the body, right?
Yeah, and that's true. Hydration is really important for every cell of your body. Here's what happens. We live and die at a cellular level. How you live and die happens is happening inside your cell. So if the water can't get inside the cell or the nutrients can't get inside the cell, your cell's going to die. You need water to be able to carry, say, for instance, vitamin C or insulin or some sort of another hormone or vitamin or mineral inside the cell. That's where you live and die. You have to have water to do that.
Is that why sometimes when you're sick, they tell you to drink? Well, they tell you to drink plenty of fluids, but really
fluids.
It's plenty of water.
Yeah, right? Well, it's really plenty of water. Yeah, really plenty of water. But you know what? I just had a thought in my head, and this is kind of sad. But have you ever tried to flush a toilet with no water? You can't flush toxins out of something
Thank
with
you.
No water. You got to have water.
I don't
drink
know about
real
that,
water.
They got waterless urinals. I know you women don't have those right
oh,
now.
Oh, no, I didn't
I
know that.
I don't know how that works.
Okay.
And frankly, I don't want to know how it works.
No, I don't either. You got to have water.
Pretty disgusting.
The point is drink water.
Okay, so drink lots of water.
And even if you're in Flint, you need to be drinking water, just not the water out of the tap. Get some good bottled water.
Oh, yeah. The poor people. I really feel so bad for them. They thought by going to river water, everything would be fine. Yeah, it was perfect for them. And even your home water. You need to test your home water and make sure that what's coming out
you
of your
You want to get a good
pipe.
Quality water, yes. Have it tested. Get a good filter.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Oh, and also...
Uh-oh.
Have a filter on your shower because there are chlorines and chloramines and things in the water. And your skin is your largest organ. If you're taking a shower in chlorinated water, your body's absorbing all that. So also get a filter for your shower, in my humble opinion.
Okay, so what we're going to do when we come back, it's nice to talk about all this stuff, but you got to tell us what products work. You know, because there's 183,000...
At least.
Different kind of... Yeah, that's what I said. I go into those GNC places, and here's... You know, vitamin C, and there's a row that's a half a mile long with vitamin C on it. So we're going to talk about which ones are better for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I want to thank you for staying with me. So we've got a lot coming up. Bill Federer is going to join me in the next hour, a historical constitutional American encyclopedia. You don't want to miss that. It's from a prior show, but always informative. Always love when Bill's on. I am Joe, the senior host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to my guest, Dr. Debbie Kuharsky, and she joins me today. We're talking about oils, I guess essential oils.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. You'd have to make them in gallon jars for me, apparently, with all the things I got going on.
No, you wouldn't.
Or maybe,
and I'll tell you why.
And I can jump in and it can soak through my skin.
You can do that if you want to.
So tell me what, you know, like I said to you during the break, you go into these GNC places, you go, and somebody says, go get some vitamin C. Well, there's a gazillion bottles of vitamin C. How do I know which ones work, which ones are recently at Target? There were a bunch of vitamins found to have sawdust in them.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So tell me how I know what I'm I should know what I'm doing.
Or there's certain herbs and vitamins that have heavy metals in them, so you definitely don't want that. Well, you know, I've been a chiropractor 28 years. I've always been very picky what I ingest myself and what I give my family and my patients. So I only have a few companies that I deal with. When I started to learn about essential oils, I know what questions to ask. So you can call the company up, ask them, where are your farms? Where do you get your seed? How do you distill these things? Where, you know, how are you picking them? How you harvest? The thing that I loved about Young Living essential oils, which is the one that I finally chose to use, is because I just did some research. Called them up, asked the questions. I got the answers that I liked. So the thing with Young Living and that what really sets Young Living Essential Oil Company apart from others is that they have their own farms. They have farms behind, around the world, and every farm that, whether it's theirs or whether it's a contracted farm, a partner farm, they have to agree to what we call our seed to seal promise. That means that we know where the seed came from. We know it's not genetically modified. We know it's the right species of the genus that Dr. Gary Young, who founded the company, wants to give specifically specific constituents and healing molecules in that bottle of oil. We know how to cultivate, how to harvest, when to harvest, at what time of the year to harvest, at what time of the day to harvest, how to distill properly at the right temperature, the right pressure, to yield to you when we put that seal on the bottle that there is. I like to call them Shalom oils. Shalom to me means all God's goodness to you, nothing missing, nothing broken. And so in that bottle of oil that you get from Young Living, and only from Young Living in my experience, is totally 100% pure, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing added, no synthetic chemicals, no synthetic extenders, no alcohol or water to even make it go further. So along those lines, Joe, you said you need buckets of essential oils. You really don't, because when a lot of people are real familiar with how herbs work, you have herbal teas or herbal capsules with herbs in them, but when you use an essential oil, it is between 110,000 times more potent than an herb, than a dried herb. So you, a little dab will do you, or one drop goes a long way. So start with one drop, go up from there, see how you feel, and it'll, and just continue to get yourself healthy and healthy.
Where can people learn more about in different how this product would work for them, or what products would work for them under certain conditions? You know, I saw my wife, we went to, I see her once in a while. I saw my wife. We had a picnic last year, and the women were sitting there with fans, trying to fan themselves and cool off and what have you. I don't know what it was. It was some thing called peppermint oil, I think is what it was. And even the women that were reluctant to put it on, put it on, and they stopped fanning themselves within a few minutes.
Wow, what a blessing.
So, you know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, okay, how would somebody know that? How would they even know where to look for that?
There's some great reference materials out there through companies like Life Science Publishers. You can even Google specific single oils. Say you wanted to find out what cinnamon bark oil does. You can Google it. There are a lot of studies on PubMed.gov. So many places you can go. You can go to raindroptraining.com. Lots of great information on there. You want to make sure that when you are researching your essential oils, that you are reading research from the French School of Thought. There are three main schools of thought with essential oils, German, French, and British. The French school of thought is the best because they never allow impure, adulterated, diluted oils. Everything is very, very pure, and you want to make sure that those are the studies you're reading.
But I would imagine the German way includes sausage and sauerkraut, which would be much more appealing to me. So,
as long as it smells good, that's what they care about.
As long as there's food along with the oil, I'm good. Because, you know, my culture, everything's done with oil, olive oil. Huh? You know, that's the other thing I have learned since listening to my wife, who's ready to pass out over here. The basil, oregano, and olive oils. I mean, that was part of my daily diet, and didn't realize the medicinal purposes. My grandfather died of lung cancer. We said he was hacking up a lung at 88 years old, but he wouldn't eat anything out of a can. Everything was out of the garden. And everything was fresh, oregano, basil, that kind of stuff. Smoked 2 packs of Camel non-filters a day all his life until the day the doctor said, you have cancer, and he threw the cigarettes away. Like,
wow.
If you could have done that 20 years ago, why didn't you? Because I didn't have cancer 20 years ago. But I kind of attribute his health, his, I mean, he was active right up until those last
years.
Yes, absolutely. To the way he ate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
Fresh vegetables, good herbs out of the garden. That's, you can't get much better than that.
And when
sure.
you walked into his house, you thought garlic was a cologne of some kind.
Yeah. I love it.
Whatever.
It yeah.
smelled in the house.
Yeah.
And garlic has many medicinal
Many medicinal values. Yes, absolutely. And garlic. Love garlic.
I'm going to give you a minute. Tell us what garlic actually does for somebody.
Pizza tastes garlic. Yeah, other than make pizza taste great. Garlic is actually very high in sulfur compounds. That's what gives it its strong smell and might burn your eyes a little bit, similar to onions. And sulfur compounds are very, very good to support liver health. You know, your liver has to deal with everything you put in it, Joe. So when you ate that fried Twinkie,
right at
I'm telling you. So the higher quality oil you can put in your body, the better. The higher quality food you can put in your body helps your liver work a little bit easier. But that's what garlic really helps to build your immune system, helps support your liver function, and also makes you smell great. Keeps the vampires away, too.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know, what's funny is, as you're talking, I'm thinking, there are so many Italian dishes, and I don't know about other cultures, but there's so many Italian dishes that start off with garlic, oil, and, garlic, oil, and onions.
Yeah.
That's like...
That's like the staple right there, yeah.
Before
yeah.
you cook
yeah.
anything else. So, all right, so if people are totally confused now, and they shouldn't listen to me, and they want to get more information on this stuff, where can they go to find out more info? Do you have a website they can go to? Do you have a...
Yes, I do. DrDeb4U.com. So it's DrDEB4U, the number for the letter U, .com.
You have to spell that out.
I'm sorry.
Going to call you or get in touch with you. Maybe the oils are too dangerous for them.
DrDeb4U.com.
Okay. Dr. Deb, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
If you listen to the real side, look at, I used to make fun of that oil all the time, and I still do a little bit with my wife, but I got to tell you something. I've seen what it's done for people. I've seen where people have been healed from. I won't say healed from. They've been relieved from some pain because, you know, with all the medical stuff, you got to watch what you say and how you say it. But I'm not selling it, and I'm not the doctor. But really, I've seen it do some pretty cool things for people that actually used it. I don't know much about it, but whatever. Okay, need to learn. Let's take a moment to get sick and have some funnies. Seriously, some stupid Americans. I think George Carlin had it right, or was pretty smart about it, and let's enjoy what he had to say. Seriously, the man was before his time. Whether you liked him or not, he had some pretty smart comments to make.
Education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. So we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. He said to him, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. He said, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest.
He's pretty darn close. When you got these kids that can think and they know what's going on, they may turn against a certain group of people or a certain party or ideology. So let's see what lowering these test scores, where they've actually got us.
Can you define socialism?
Socialism?
Can you define socialism?
Can I define socialism? Probably not, if I'm being totally honest.
Socialism, oh boy. I don't think I can.
Like Social Security, roads, Medicaid, depending on the form that it takes. Anything that's sort of come together and publicly funded and through our government would be socialism. I might be wrong, so if you make me look like a fool on the news, I'll forgive you for it.
With Hillary saying, no, you can't. To me, that's just like telling Dr. Martin Luther King, you couldn't dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. We want to teach our kids to dream.
Maybe let's hear what your kids are aspiring to these days and really what they consider to be their greatest accomplishments in life.
What's your greatest accomplishment?
Skateboarding.
What's your greatest accomplishment?
I was playing hockey, and one time in a game, I chucked a kid and I knocked him out. I don't know. When I was three, I drank yellow paint. Is that an accomplishment?
Me and my brother collect corks, like bottle cap corks, and we have a couple hundred in our rooms upstairs. That's a pretty good accomplishment of mine, I like to think.
What's your greatest accomplishment? greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment as of right now, I have caught all the Pokemon as of right now. I have caught them all.
How many are there?
There are 649 total, including the 5 that have been released. 6 that have been released since XXY. So until October, then I'll have to start again.
Not a science experiment, not acing a test. Maybe I'm too hard on him. Maybe I'm too confused. Hey, I'm back tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?